Catfish here, and Dave, and our live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray. And if you want to read some written reports, you can go to live88.5.com and then click on startup. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
How did you like the Acura MDX there, SUV?
Well, I've always liked the Acura MDX, and this brand new one kind of continues that tradition. As a matter of fact, in some ways, I like it better than the last generation one. This is the third generation one that's out now.
All right.
And they've taken I've complained about Honda and Acura over the past few years getting kind of busy inside, and I think they kind of went to sleep a bit. And this, just like a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Acura RLX, which is their top-of-the-line sedan. There's a lot similar with these vehicles, and it seems like Honda, Acura are starting to get it together again. They've been feeling the competition, and yeah, it's pretty nice. The MDX is comes with a 3.5-liter V6 engine, and it puts out 290 horsepower and 267 foot-pounds of torque.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's plenty. It's plenty. It comes to three driving modes. Of course, sport is the most interesting, but it's also the one that'll use the gas. But yeah, that's it's the typical trade-off.
Right, right.
But inside, where they used to have just acres and acres, or possibly hectares of buttons and knobs and things,
right.
They have gotten rid of most of them and replaced them with a touchscreen LCD. Now they've left the little cursor control knob, which seems kind of weird because you could do everything with the LCD, which kind of makes the cursor control knob redundant, also makes the top navigation screen kind of redundant, except for anything but navigation. So they could really get rid of all that and just use the interior touchscreen, and Bob would be your uncle.
Right.
But anyway, they've chosen to go both ways. I don't know. Maybe they're going to get customer feedback and see which one the people prefer more and go with that next time. Hard to say. But the touchscreen is really easy to use. It looks like they've taken lessons from Volkswagen or a company like that in here, because it's logical, it's well laid out, and it's easy to use, and that's a nice change from a lot of companies.
Now, where does the MDX fit in to their sport utility vehicle lineup? Big, small, medium, where is it?
It is their big one, their top of the line one. It has three rows of seats, so apparently the third row this time is more usable than the other ones. I don't know about that. I went for about a 10-minute drive in the back seat, and it was supposed to be about a 25-minute drive, but after 10 minutes, I begged for mercy, said, please let me get in the middle row. However, I mean, little kids, that kind of thing, or just very short trips. If you have a bunch of people visiting, you want to go to the show or something, it'll be fine for that. And even getting in and out is not too onerous, although it's better if you have somebody helping you.
Yeah. And lubricant.
That's right. That's right, yeah. Some Tint W30.
Price-wise, where does it sit, and how does it compete in the segment?
Well, it starts at $50,000, $49,900. That's for the base one. And then if you get the Navi one, or that starts at around $54,700-ish. And the Tech one, which is the fully loaded, you're looking at $60,000 for that. Yeah. So it's not an inexpensive vehicle, but it is a good vehicle. I mean, they sell lots, and I can't see that stopping. This is possibly the nicest version of it yet.
Okay. Jim Bray is our live 88.5 car crasher. We'll check his review on the Hyundai Santa Fe in just a moment. It's the morning startup on Live 88.5.
Sunday, 24s and 26, and sprinkle on the way for Monday. We're at 20 degrees now in Ottawa.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, has his audio auto reviews every couple of weeks. And you can find written reports live885.com and then click on startup. Earlier, Jim talked about the Acura MDX SUV, and he's got another one to talk about now. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Hi. All right. What about the Hyundai Santa Fe now? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I find this really quite interesting because I got into that immediately after I got out of the MDX, and they're basically the same kind of vehicle, but Acura really kind of ups the luxury ante. And so you're looking at, I would say at least $10,000 more for that than for the Santa Fe. I'm disposed to like the Santa Fe. I like Hyundais. I like Kias. But, I thought I would like this more than I did. It's just, it comes with a 3.3-liter V6 engine. So the horsepower and the torque are about the same as in the Acura that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't feel as good. Even the vehicle is undoubtedly lighter because it doesn't have as much luxury, as much sound deadening of that in it. It just doesn't drive as nicely. It has a 6-speed automatic transmission. Unlike the Acura, it does not have paddle shifters, which is not a deal breaker, but it's sure nice. And it has that Hyundai, that new Hyundai wrinkle, which is adjustable steering. So you can put a sport mode into it, but it doesn't tighten up the transmission or the shift points or anything. It just makes it harder to steer. Right. And it does work, and it's kind of neat, but I don't know. I mean, I wonder why they bothered just doing it that way. And, of course, that's not just the Santa Fe. They've done that in several of their other vehicles, too. I think the last one I tried was the Elantra GT, and that had it as well. But anyway, that said, the Santa Fe, I mean, nice vehicle, has everything you need. The one I have is called the XL, which means it has a third row of seats. I have not yet screwed up the courage to try the third row, but I will.
That bad, and, is it?
Well, it probably is. I mean, none of them are great. Heated steering wheel, you can get a beautiful panoramic sunroof, you know, power liftgate. So it has most of the luxury things, but it just doesn't feel as luxurious as the Acura. And of course, it's not meant to. It's kind of a nice vehicle for the people who want all of the stuff that you might get in an MDX, but who can't afford the extra 10 grand or so. And as such, it does a nice job.
You say 10 grand less, or what else is it competing with in its sector?
Well, I think in this sector, you're dealing with, again, you can get two different versions of the Santa Fe. You can get the long one, like I've been testing, the XL, which has the third row of seats, right. And or you can just get the two row of seats. They actually start, that would be the 2.4 liter four cylinder engine, and that one starts at around 26,500, which is not bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you option that right up, you know, all the way up to the luxury version and that, well, that one starts at around $39,900. So again, you are looking at around $10,000 cheaper than or less expensive than the comparable MDX. So again, you'd be looking at perhaps a loaded Honda CR-V, but then again, you don't get the third row in that. Toyota Highlander, that would be a good competitor for this. You know, not a lot of really interesting vehicles in the class, but I don't know. I think in this class, it's tough to beat the Santa Fe, even though I didn't like it as much as I thought I would.
All right. Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find written reports at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update.